Did you get a rebate on your hairdo?
Did I get a rebate on your hairdo? Why would I get a rebate on my hairdo?
We all pay our taxes.
We all pay our taxes, mate. Right, okay. This is, I'd say you've brought a knife to a gunfight. This simply won't do, sir. You pay your taxes. You also pay my fucking taxes. I don't know. How's John Richardson doing? He's all right. He's all right. God love him. He's a little trooper. He'll be all right. It's like a little Stuart Little. Any other?
Where are your shoes gone?
Where are my shoes gone? They're behind. I mean, I don't know. I'm sorry. No, this guy, you should be paying more because this guy thinks I'm fucking Darren Brown floating above. I can't believe this guy's funny, but the levitation is really the amazing thing. There's a little fallback speaker so I can hear what's... Yeah, anyway.
They look like socks.
What, sorry?
They look like socks, mate.
They look like socks? What, my shoes look like socks? Has anyone ever told you how much oxygen you got at birth? Because it feels... feels like not enough. Any other?
How are you enjoying Ipswich?
How am I enjoying Ipswich? Oh, what a town. I mean, I love... At least I what?
Turned up on time this time.
What, was I late last time? Oh, I was late for a gig here. Not spectacularly. I was on a train. Oh, Christ. I guess someone in the village has died. What the fuck happened there? I've been late for shows. I did a show in Blackburn once, and the train just stopped. Like, between stations, you couldn't do anything for 2 hours, right? So it was meant to be an 8 o'clock show. I arrived there at 10. Everyone in the audience stayed. That is how little there is to do in Blackburn. It's all right. Wasn't going to start without me, was it? Any other?
Is it true you save your good jokes for the second performance?
Is it true you save your good jokes for the second performance? I've opened a can of whoop-ass there. You're not quite sure what's going to happen now, are you? You've heckled me with something negative, but you don't know whether I'm going to be nice or terrible. You're very much Schrodinger's... Do you save the funny jokes for the second show? Cost you 35 quid to find out. It's very nice to have you. What's your name, sir?
I've no idea.
I don't. Something about your voice suggests older. How old are you? Do you mind me asking?
In
your 80s, something like that. Presumably you're sat down the front because you walked towards the light, are you? Are you... No. I'm not going to give this guy a hard time. Not because, I mean, I appreciate everyone being here. Like, coming out to see me, that means a lot to me. But this guy. Imagine coming out to see me for your last night out. If only you could live to see the second show where I do the funniest thing. Any other?
Get a new fucking suit!
Stop it, you. Wait, hang on one second. Who said that? What? Ryan? Yeah,
sorry, I'm here, mate.
I just want to see what you're wearing. Because, I mean, I know you can't tell from the guy's voice what he's wearing. Maybe he's wearing an immaculate hand-cut suit from Tom Sweeney. Primark? So I've never been in a fucking Primark. I think I barely get the fucking reference, dude. What are you wearing? Some fucking Jeggings. Get your own house in order before you start. Do you not like it? I like it. Well, sorry, you've seen it too many times.
Yeah, about 10 years now you've been wearing that suit.
And it's got the date it was tailored on the inside. Hang on. It'll say somewhere.
1990?
Genuinely, it'll say somewhere. I'll find out.
The hairline says 1990 as well.
Well, wait. If my hairline was back to where it was in 1990, that would... What? You've not got the hang of this heckling thing at all. The idea is to try and make me look a...
A horrible mix-up here.
What do you do for a living, sir? What do you do?
Build conservatories.
You build conservatories? Do you build them, or do you just take a deposit from the elderly people and then fuck off? We've actually got some tarmac left over, so we can do... Any other heckles, please? What, sorry? Who's leaving? Is it someone that just beat their wife has left, have they? Well, fair enough. Go on, any heckles?
How would you stop the boat?
I think, could we turn the volume down on you? What? How would you want?
Stop the boat.
Well, it's a very serious question. I think if we want to be serious about dealing with the refugee crisis, we have to focus our attention on the countries the refugees are fleeing from and making it easier for people to drown there. It's mainly jokes from me. I don't think anyone takes my opinion that seriously. So I fucking hope not. Any other?
When did you last have sex?
When did I last have sex? Consensual or... No, two sets of books, aren't there? I knew you. Are you trying to drum up business for later? I'm amazed you're here on a Saturday. It's normally your busiest night, isn't it? Hello? Off a little wee-wees. God love them. Any other questions?
Pinstripe suit's giving 1940s Germany vibes.
The pinstripe suit is giving 1940s Germany vibes. Okay. I'm very happy to be in a pinstripe suit in Nazi Germany. As long as I'm not in a uniform, I'm good. I think that makes me one of the good guys, doesn't it? Thank fuck for that. What's your name, sir?
Charles.
Giles.
Charles.
Charles. How posh is Charles that it could have been Giles? Charles and Giles. Charles. Giles. Yes. Is that... Okay. What do you do, Charles and or Giles?
I'm an electrician.
What? No! No, Charles. We've got Dave and Gary for that. That story doesn't check out. Hello, my name's Charles. I'm here to fix your plugs. Pip, pip, what-o, show me the toaster. That doesn't track. The world's gone fucking mad. You don't get a guy called Barry, the gynecologist. All right, love, stick your feet in the stirrups, have a look at it. Oh, no. No, no, no. You've had cowboys in here. No, you basically need a new one. So you're an electrician?
Yes.
What, like for private houses or for like some big business?
Domestic and new build.
Domestic and new build. It's the same thing. Houses and new houses. I specialise in houses and new houses. If it's just been built, I could do the electrics. But if it's been there a while, I could do the electrics. But if the house... No. You don't understand, I've got very strict limits. If the house has not been built yet, I can't help you. You're an enigma wrapped in a riddle, Charles. Who are you here with, mate?
My girlfriend and my best mate and his girlfriend.
Your girlfriend, best mate and girlfriend. Okay, so I like that. And what's the girlfriend? What's your name? What's her name?
Abby.
Abby. Hello, Abby. What do you do, Abby? You're a nerd, proper, fuck it out. What kind of a... Whoa. Don't start clapping until we know what kind of nurse. She could be a fucking dental nurse for all we know. No one was banging pots and pans for the lady that says, could you spit into the sink, please? What kind of nurse are you, Abby?
Cancer.
Cancer? Ooh. Here's my favourite cancer joke. What, I look like the kind of guy that doesn't have a favourite cancer joke? You don't know me. Two guys are talking, one guy says, my father died. Really? What was it? The big C. Cancer. No, he drowned. Have you? Any other heckles? Please, feel free.
Why are you too mean for a support act?
Why am I too mean for a support act? I do about an hour and 40 on stage. I guess people, I don't want to sound like the ego's got out of control, but a lot of people paid to see me. So there's that. Something about the Premier League. What was it?
What do you think about Ipswich Town in the Premier League?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know anything about football, but that doesn't sound right to me. It feels like there. Maybe a year there. That'd be lovely. You enjoy it while it lasts. That doesn't sound like that's a long-term arrangement. What was that one? Any other questions, heckles, please? Go for it. Have I got anything that isn't a sex joke? Yeah. I'll talk about death and depression. Literally, I will in a bit. Yeah, I do a lot of stuff about sex. It's very universal and fun for people. If you're not enjoying it, of course, you can fuck off. What's your name, madam?
Melissa.
Melissa. Hi, Melissa. What do you do, Melissa?
I work in software.
Software? Oh. The fun you must have. And who are you with, Melissa? Okay. I'll keep her talking, mate. Run. Went to see a Jimmy Carr show. There's a lot of jokes about sex. Yeah. Them's the breaks. Huh? And do you how's the software business? Good? More interesting than sex jokes. I feel you've painted yourself into a corner, but let's hear it. Yeah. Let's hear what's going on. It's going to be a lot of fun, because we've all enjoyed the sex jokes, haven't we? Yeah. Whoa! You think you've had fun? Idiots. What's going on in software, Melissa? Literally fuck all ever. Oh. Well, she might be having a bad day. Any other... How's it feel being cancelled? It's not that bad. It's genuinely, it's not that bad. It's quite, like, if you get dragged in the papers, like your front page of the papers, I've done it maybe 5 or 6 times. I wouldn't recommend it. It's quite a tough day. It's quite a good filter, though. You find out who your friends are, which is incredibly painful on one level and fucking brilliant on the other, because it's not who you thought it was. The people that call, that makes a fucking difference. That's the only thing I've learned from being cancelled is call. If someone's having a hard time, call. I mean, you might not have friends that get cancelled and are on the front of the papers. You might have friends that are just going through a tough time. Fucking call on the day. Even if you call and go, I don't know what to say, it's fucking enough. You never forget who called on the day. Yeah, that's what it's like. It's all right. It's not that bad. And it doesn't seem to have affected things. People talk about cancel culture. I know, I'm still here. You're still here. We're fine. Other than Melissa, who's fucking livid. And I'll be honest with you, Melissa, there's a section at the end of the show where I do some edgy jokes. I don't think it's for you. Not for everyone, is it? Any other questions? My kids are what?
Do your kids ever watch your show?
They're 5 and 2, sir. I just wrote a joke about teenagers, mine are little, so no, they fucking don't. Although they do find me hilarious. But then, go on, what's the other one? There was another thing.
Favourite heckle?
I mean, my favourite... Look, at a comedy show, look, the reason we're all in the room is because we share a sense of humour, right? It's quite a dark sense of humour. I'm expecting people to say funny shit at my shows. I'm genuinely, you're expecting that because it's a comedy show. Like, I once got heckled at a friend's show. I went to see my friend Nick Helm. Do you know Nick Helm? He's a fucking brilliant comic. He's so fucking funny live. I went to see him in Edinburgh. It was one of his kind of early shows. And I was laughing my weird... at the back... And about maybe 10 minutes into the show, I was just in fits of laughter at some gag he'd done. I was like a drain. And Nick just went, all right, Jimmy. I don't laugh when I come and see your shows. Come on. Too good. Any other heckles?
What's your favourite gag, Jimmy?
My favourite gag? I mean, I'm telling them now. This is... This is what I brought, sir. What, in terms of like old school like pub jokes?
You must have one.
No, I mean, like, I always like the ones that I'm going to do some new ones right at the end. And like the last thing that you wrote, because you write them in and then you sort of say them to an audience, you have no idea whether it's funny until you guys laugh or don't. So it's always the new one is the most fun one. But like in terms of old school jokes, I always liked Irishman walks into a library and goes, fish and chips, please. And the librarian goes, this is the library. And the Irishman goes, sorry, fish and chips, please. Something about the logic of that is just terrific.
What do you think about Mexico?
Well, I'll go on then, what's that?
What do you think about Mexico?
What do I think about Mexico? Well, I have strong opinions. Are you from Mexico?
Yes.
What are you doing in Ipswich? Even the Sinaloa cartel are thinking that's a fucking rough town. We might want to leave that alone. How come you're here? What are you doing here?
Just came to see you.
You just came to see me? Can I? Sorry, you work here, right? Can I have her washed and brought to my room? It's a joke. Don't bother washing her. There's no point. She's going to end the evening looking like a plasterer's radio. It's a sex joke. Wasn't it, Melissa? What? So, are you traveling in the UK? Are you doing other... mad baby reindeer vibes. It's definitely the woman that's going to kill me, isn't it? I've come from Mexico. It's nice to see you. It's Someone told me a weird fact about Mexico. Years ago. They said the age, you maybe confirm this, what's the age of consent in Mexico?
18.
I don't think it is. Now, I've never been to Mexico, but we Googled it. It's not 18. It's 12. Oh, you think that's shocking? You haven't even had time to think about it. An age of consent of 12 means someone at some point stood in a court of law in Mexico and went, she looked 12 to me. That's the fucking horrifying bit. Well, it's very nice to have you here. What do you do in Mexico? You're a lawyer. Okay. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. And if you like me, it's the kind of thing you like. And if you don't like me, then why are you watching this?